Did that shake him?
No, but it shook me.
Faster, Hyman.
This is wide open, boss.
Leave them have it.
That's funny. It's beginning to hail.
That's not hail, and it's not funny. They're shooting at us.
All right, enough is enough. Run them off the road.
Attack.
They're trying to run us off the road.
Hang on, Barney.
Pebbles.
Wilma, where's the towel?
On the top shelf. Hurry, I'm putting your toast in.
Birds, it's not my fault.
Buddy? Hey, Buddy.
Yes, Barney?
Are we out of sandstone soap?
Look in the medicine closet.
Yeah, okie dokie.
Breakfast coming right up, Bam Bam.
Every morning, the same thing, scrambled too.
Scrambled too?
See what I mean?
Wilma, do I have any clean work clothes?
In the closet, dear. Toast is ready.
I'll be glad when they invent the automatic toaster.
Here's your coffee, Barney.
Bam!
All right, Bam Bam, you can have a second helping.
Yeah, when the strongest baby in the world wants seconds, you better give it to him fast.
I'm glad he has a healthy appetite.
Hey, what's for breakfast, Buddy?
Scrambled pterodactyl eggs and brontosaurus bacon.
Oh, boy, next to you, my favorite dish.
That was delicious, Wilma.
Thank you, Fran. Fran, do you suppose I could use the car today for running errands?
Oh, sure, Wilma. In that case, I better hurry so I can catch a ride with Barney.
Fran, are you trying to tell me something?
Yes, the coffee is hot!
And it was very tasty, Buddy.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I would like to reciprocate.
You can. I'd like to use the car today.
Buddy, it's yours. Oh, gosh.
What's wrong, Barney?
I gotta hurry so I can catch a ride with Fred.
Bye-bye, Pebbles. Be a good girl. Dino, quit that! Bye, Wilma.
Oh, Fred, your lunch.
Thanks, Wilma. Goodbye.
Fred?
You? Here, honey.
Bye-bye, my little apple pie.
Have a good day, Barney.
Ha, ha.
Okay, bye, Hoppy. Yeah, bye, Bam Bam. But that boy is developing a very warm, friendly, firm kind of handshake. Well, see you after four, dinosaur. Yeah, toodle-oo. Toodle-oo.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Fred. Can I ride to work with you?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Well, gosh, Fred, how are we going to get to work?
Catch the bus.
Well, we're going to have to run for it, Fred, because there it is.
Come on. Hey, open up.
This being a one-car family is for the birds. We need a good second car.
Yeah, Fred.
Well, how can you afford two cars on one salary?
Hey, I think I got it. Look here.
For sale at police auction, good, unclaimed, or...
Be right back, Barney. Let's see, where was I?
Here.
Oh, yeah.
For sale at police auction, good, unclaimed, or... confiscated cars at low prices tomorrow morning.
The word is confiscated.
Oh, thank you. Will you hold it still, Mac?
Would you care for this paper?
Yeah, let me have it.
Boy, what a sorehead.
I wonder why Big Sparkle sent for this.
We'll soon find out.
Are you sent for us, boss?
Yeah. Hold still, Shorty. I got to have my target practice.
Suppose you miss?
I never miss. You guys remember a certain jewel robbery the Slimy Rock Gang pulled?
Yeah, boss. The Slimy Rock Gang was rubbed out.
And the jewels was never found.
Right. Hold still, Shorty.
Suppose you miss?
Shut up. I never miss.
You missed.
So I did. Tisk, tisk, tisk. As you were saying?
The jewels was never found.
Right. We have reason to believe the jewels were stashed in the car.
But the police confiscated the car, right?
Right. And that's why you're here. Tell them, Stooley the Pigeon.
Now, this particular car that was used in this particular getaway is up for sale at a particular police auction right here in this particular town come tomorrow morning early. Particular.
Right. We're going down to that particular police auction tomorrow morning and buy that particular car.
Hey, I get it, boss. You're sure smart, boss.
I know. This is it, right?
Right.
Right.
Police auction today. Confiscated and unclaimed vehicles for sale. You know what to do.
Right, boss. We bid for the car.
And the sky's the limit.
Yeah, but what does it look like?
It's a big black limousine. What else do gangsters drive, stupid?
This is it, Barney. This is the car for us.
But it looks like a gangster's car.
Yeah, but it's big enough to hold both families.
Yeah, hey, good thinking, Fred.
Well, let's move over here so people won't know we're interested in it.
Yeah, okay, Fred.
It may need fixing up.
Yeah, I figured that, Fred. So I brought along some paint and polish and a little glue.
That's smart, Barney boy.
We'll fix it up so it'll be like new and cheaper, too.
Good thinking, Bob.
Hey, look, Fred. But those two characters are looking at our car.
Hey, this must be the one.
Yeah. Care for some caramel-covered popcorn?
Nah, I never touch the stuff.
All right, folks, cars go to the highest bidder.
Go ask Sparkle if we should drive it to the hideout after we buy it.
Yeah, okay, Lincoln. Okay, this way.
It'll be great for picnics and family outings, Alfred.
Don't be so enthusiastic, they'll jump the price on us.
Listen, pal, I'm buying this car, see? So keep your mouth shut and stay healthy.
What are you, a wise guy or something?
What am I bid for this very fine automobile once owned by the Slimy Rock Gang?
$10.
I'm offered 10 and I want 20. 20, 20, 20. Who'll give me 20 for this fine car?
15.
15. I got 15, 15, 15, and I want 20.
What's the idea bidding against me? We're in this together, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. I got caught up in the excitement.
20, 20. Who'll give me 20? $20. I want 20.
20.
I got 20. I want 30. 30, 30, 30. Who'll give me 30?
25.
30. I warned you, buddy.
30, 30, I got 30, I want 40. 40, 40, 40, 40, I want 40.
Barney, hand me that glue.
40, 40, I want 40, 40, 40. Who give me 40? 40, 40, 40, I want 40.
Hey, what you gonna do, Fred?
I'm gonna use this to seal the deal. 35!
40.
I got 40, and I want 50, 50, 50. Who give me a $50 bill? 50, 50, 50.
45.
50.
50, I got 50.
Look, Mac, I told you to keep out of this. Now, I'm not gonna say no more.
That suits me fine and dandy. 55!
I got 55 and I want 60. 60, 60, 60. 60, 60, 60. Who'll give me 60? 60, 60, 60. Anybody 60? Going, going. And sold to the gentleman in the spotted suit for $55.
Hey, that's you, Fred, the gentleman in the spotted suit.
But, boss, suppose you miss.
Hold still. I never miss. Speak up, man. Don't mumble. Did you buy the car? No? You didn't? Where is it?
Hey, boss, that's it. That's the car Lincoln was supposed to buy. Those guys got it.
Follow that there car. Knock off the... Get in the car.
Hey, it handles real good, huh, Fred?
Right. Won't the girls be surprised when they find out it once belonged to the Slimy Rock Gang?
Yeah. That's what's worrying me.
Don't lose them, Hyman.
Now, don't worry, boss.
How did it happen, Linko? forget it.
Hey, boss, they just pulled into that driveway.
When they come out again, we will run them off the road, render the occupants unconscious, and take the car. Check?
Boss, you was a born leader.
Hey, Wilma, come out here, take a look at what we got.
Fred, what is going on out here?
Barney and I bought this to use as a second car between us.
Yo, what do you think of it?
It looks like a gangster's car.
It is. We bought it at a police auction.
But I don't want to ride around in a gangster's car.
That goes double. I wish you'd take it back.
Nonsense.
Hey, look at this. It'll be great for a family outing.
Yeah, and picnics and things like that.
Look, plenty of headroom, too.
Come on, pile in, girls. Let's go for a ride.
Not me, Fred. There's something scary about that old gangster's car.
Oh, don't be silly. There's nothing to be scared of, is there, Barney?
Not a thing, Fred.
I wouldn't be surprised if Machine Gun Rocky pulled up and blasted it full of holes any second.
Oh, It's only Bam Bam.
You can come out now, boys. It was only Machine Gun Bam Bam.
Very funny.
Yeah, some joke.
Now, do you girls want to go for a ride or not?
I'm sorry, Fred, but Pebbles and I are not going to ride in that car.
Bam Bam and I second the motion.
Oh, we'll get click a button.
Okay, so long, Betty.
Well, we'll take Dino then. You girls are missing a great ride.
Here they come, boss.
Stay on their tail, run them off the road. Got it?
Right, boss.
Clam up, mushmouth.
Hey, Fred, I think we're being followed.
By whom? Machine Gun Bam Bam?
No, Fred. A big sedan.
What big sedan?
That big sedan.
Are you trying to kid me?
No, look.
Oh, that big sedan. Hang on, we'll lose him. We lose him yet, Barney?
Not yet, Fred.
Hang on. Did that shake him?
No, but it shook me.
Faster, Hyman.
This is wide open, boss.
Leave them have it.
That's funny. It's beginning to hail.
That's not hail, and it's not funny. They're shooting at us.
All right, enough is enough. Run them off the road.
And check.
They're trying to run us off the road.
Hang on, Barney.
Right behind us again, Fred.
Hey, where's Dino?
Oh, gosh, Fred, maybe he fell out.
Look, there's a house. Let's pull in and get help. I'll honk the horn.
Hey, Fred, the side of the house is opening up.
Maybe they have an open house.
It is pretty nice of them to deliver the jewels right to our hideout, right, fellows?
Yeah, boss.
Shut up!
I wish I'd listened to Betty and Wilma. We're in trouble.
Yeah, Wilma was right.
Oh, we're in big trouble, Fred.
I know it. That big sparkle is a tough cookie.
Hey, it's Dino.
Dino? Say, that gives me an idea. Here, Barney, scratch a message on this.
With what?
With this ballpoint rock. What else? Dear Wilma, we are prisoners in a spooky old house on River Rock Road. Desperate. Help. Sign. F&B.
F&B? Who's that?
Fred and Barney, you dummy.
Oh, here it is, Fred. Finished.
Here, Dino. Catch. Good boy, Dino.
Hey, he swallowed it.
Bad boy, Dino.
Oh, you want to write another note?
We haven't time. Dino, listen. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We need help.
Yeah.
Go home, tell Wilma.
Yeah.
Go, Dino, go. You think he can make them understand?
Well, sometimes he's pretty resourceful.
Just in case Dino goofs, I got another idea.
Well, what's that, Fred?
I got it from an old gangster movie on TV. We go over there by the door. You stand on that side, and I'll stand on this side.
Well, what do we do now?
The next guy who comes through that door, we jump him and take his gun.
Oh, I don't know about that, Fred.
Listen, it worked on TV.
Well, if you say so, Fred.
Shh. Someone's coming. You ready?
I watch TV too, fellas.
Oh,
Fred and Barney have been gone quite a while.
I hope they didn't have car trouble.
Why, Dino, what are you doing here?
Something's wrong.
Where's Fred and Barney? You were driving along. Shooting?
Someone was shooting at you. Oh, my goodness.
Betty, the boys are in trouble.
Can you take us to them?
Yeah.
I'll take the children next door to Mrs. McRockle's.
I'll get the car out. Hurry.
Hold still, Inko.
Hey, boss.
Yeah, Hyman?
I searched the car, Big Sparkle, and I can't find the jewels.
Maybe those two know where they are.
But I tell you, we don't know anything about any jewels.
Yeah, that's right.
Quiet! I never miss.
Gee, boss, you missed.
So I did. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Hyman, take those two down to the car. I'll make them talk.
You mean straight ahead?
I hope he knows the way.
Straight ahead, 2 miles, and turn left.
Is that right, Dino?
Now, for the last time, where's the jewels?
I tell you, we don't know.
I'm giving you 10 seconds or it's tisk, tisk. One.
I tell you. Hey, Fred, maybe they're under the front seat.
Huh? Huh? Oh, yeah.
Under the seat, dollface. 2, 3, 4.
When he gets to 8, I'll put it in reverse.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hold on, Barney.
Ow! Stop them! Come back here! After them!
I'm with you, boss.
Here they come, Fred.
Relax, Barney. They'll never catch us.
Hey, look, Fred. We lost our front wheel.
Hey, boss, look!
Run! We'll be steamrolling!
Hey, looks like Big Sparkle got flattened.
All I can say is tisk, tisk.
Hey, look, Barney. The wheel broke. It was hollow.
That's where they hid the diamonds.
It's the girls!
Wilma!
Fred, Barney, are you all right?
All right, don't anybody move.
Yeah, just in time, officer.
Look, Charlie, isn't that Big Sparkle?
Yeah, and that's Hyman the Hood with him.
Right, officer, and we have delivered them to you personally.
Well, there'll be a big reward for leading us to this gang and the recovery of the jewels.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
The car is a wreck, but you can use the reward money to buy a new one.
Oh, if you don't mind, we'll skip another car and put the money toward our children's education fund. Right, Betty?
Right, Wilma.
You know something, Barney? We sure have a couple of smart wives.
You can say that again.
You're right, Dino. Let's not forget, we've got a very smart dog, too.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.